The clock is ticking toward the end of the Alabama legislative session. This week was dominated by news that had people around the world talking. State lawmakers passed what's considered the most restrictive abortion bill in the nation. The measure makes performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. She asked if he noticed a shift from last week's chaos in the Senate to this week's almost anticlimactic passing of the bill.
I did notice it, and it may have to do more than anything else with Democrats who oppose the abortion ban getting more of what they wanted procedurally this week. You'll remember that last week the Democrats got very upset after they called for a roll call vote on all issues pertaining to the abortion ban, and when the amendment to add rape and incest exceptions was stripped out, they didn't get the roll call vote that they wanted and got very upset. And tempers flared, and the Senate adjourned for the weekend to come back for cooler heads to prevail this week. And this week, when they went back in, Democrats got those roll call votes on all items pertaining to the abortion ban. So that may have made the difference procedurally.
Don, you've been covering the state legislature for years now. Was there anything that surprised you about the way things went down this week?
I would say that probably the fact that it didn't necessarily fall along partisan lines, as the abortion issue tends to do. If you look back over history, Republicans have distinctly been on the pro-life side for the most part, and Democrats have been on the pro-choice side. What ended up happening this week, at least on the vote on the amendment to include the rape and incest exceptions, a couple of Republicans actually voted for it, although some of the same Republicans ended up voting for the bill as a whole. They did support the amendment to include the rape and incest exceptions. So the issue wasn't quite as partisan as it traditionally is, although many would say that it probably was.
And of course, that amendment in the abortion bill to add an exception for rape and incest ultimately failed. One major issue that's been sort of put on the back burner while this abortion legislation was being considered is prisons. They're violent and they're overcrowded. They're averaging one inmate suicide per month. When do lawmakers plan to address this?
Well, obviously, some bills are already moving in the current session to address some of these problems, particularly in hiring more correctional officers and increasing their pay. There are several others that will have to come to address the issues that have been raised by the federal government. And lawmakers are saying there's just not enough time left in the current legislative session to draft those bills and get them through the process. That actually prompted legislative leadership on Thursday to say that they would support a special session on this issue. They say they feel like it needs the focus of a special session. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh particularly has called for a special session.
And Governor Kay Ivey called lawmakers at the very beginning of this legislative session into special session so that they could consider increasing the state's gas tax, which they did. That passed. What are the odds that she'll call a special session on the prisons crisis?
I'd say the odds are fairly even at this point. Governor Ivey is dedicated to solving the prison issue. As she said many times, she wants an Alabama solution to an Alabama problem and doesn't want it to come down to the federal government deciding what to do about our prison problems. In hearing about legislative leadership's pledges to get this done on Thursday, the governor did issue a statement praising them for their collaborative efforts, but at the same time, it did not say that she would call a special session. It did say that she would be looking at all legislative remedies, which could, of course, include a special session, but obviously the choice is hers. Only she can call the legislature into special session. As for the odds, I'd say 50-50 at this point. And if it does happen, it appears likely it would be in the early fall.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear from Don most Fridays during the legislative session on WBHM.